Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Monday, March 4th, 2019. On this day in 1882, Britain's first electric trams ran in East London. The search for missing girl Rebecca from Berlin continued over the weekend despite reports of police having little hope that the 15-year-old girl is still alive. Rebecca disappeared on February 18th after staying overnight at her older sister's house. Her brother-in-law was provisionally arrested on Thursday and had to be released again on Friday because while the 27-year-old remains a suspect, the investigating judge had not been able to determine any urgent suspicion. The Homicide Commission had arrested the 27-year-old because there had been contradictions between his statements and the latest investigation results. On Friday, the man was brought before the investigating judge, who ordered his release. The house of Rebecca's sister and brother-in-law in the Neukölln district of Britz had been examined by forensic technicians on Friday. The 15-year-old had spent the night of February 18th in the house. On Monday morning, she left around 7:15 and should have been at school for class at 9:50 a.m., but did not arrive. On Wednesday afternoon, police allegedly found a piece of the girl's clothing in the area of the house, but declined to comment on it. Family members searched for the girl with leaflets and in the social networks under the hashtag #FindBecky. By Thursday, police had received more than 100 tips on the girl's disappearance. Educators in Berlin will achieve significantly higher wages. On late Saturday, an agreement in the public sector was found, which also means that no further strikes are to be expected in the future. Federal states and trade unions have agreed on this after tough negotiations. Verdi boss Psyche spoke of the best collective bargaining results among the states in many years. Starting January 1st, 2020, educators will work under the same salary conditions as their colleagues in the other federal states. According to Marlies Teppe, president of the Science and Education Union, GEW, this is a clear sign of recognition of the socially important work done by educators, social workers, and social pedagogues. In almost all federal states, educators are paid according to the German-wide collective agreement for the public sector. Until now, Berlin, on the other hand, paid according to the collective agreement for the state, which provides for lower salaries. As a result, a kindergarten teacher can currently earn up to 344 euros more in Brandenburg than in Berlin. This wage gap will now be closed. On top of this is a salary increase of 3.2% retroactively to January 1st of 2019, and a further 3.2% to January 1st, 2020 has been agreed upon. Depending on employment time and employee status, educators can expect a raise between 200 and 580 euro gross. The Archbishop of Berlin, Heiner Koch, attacked the red-red-green government alliance sharply because of Women's Day. This Friday, March 8th, it will be celebrated in Berlin as a public holiday for the first time. In the program, quote, Word of the Bishop on RBB Radio, Koch criticized that the day was, quote, vigorously postulated by forces who absolutely demanded a non-religious holiday. He continued to say that he believes that the public, including the Senate, are not aware of what is being celebrated on this day. Koch further criticized that most Berliners had voted in polls for Reformation Day, or November 9th, as a new holiday, and that the Senate did not take the will of the people into account, adding that, quote, In this case, grassroots democracy does not seem to be in demand when it stands against its own voter potential. In fact, according to the bishop, various surveys had shown Berliners to be very skeptical about March 8th as a holiday. The dignitary demanded that even, quote, old-fashioned lifestyles had their rights. The left party had justified the holiday with the fact that it was a strong signal in the fight for gender equality and against patriarchal power struggles. Koch stressed that politics must also support women who stay at home to raise their families. For example, he believes the small pensions for women who interrupt their careers to care for their children are exploitative and discriminatory. The House of Representatives approved Women's Day by 87 votes to 60 at the end of January. The CDU, FDP, and AFD criticized that the choice fell on Women's Day and not, for example, on Reformation Day on October 30th, which is already a holiday in other East German federal states. According to the alliance Berlin Against 13, about 3,500 people took part in a demonstration against the EU copyright reform and the introduction of so-called upload filters. This is a much higher number than expected. According to police, only 300 people were registered. The alliance is named after Article 13 in the reform, and it fears that applying this article will have, quote, massive effects on the freedom of expression and the variety of the internet. Article 13 provides that commercial platforms such as YouTube should be made more compulsory in copyright law. For example, media uploaded by users needs to be reviewed for copyright infringements by the platforms before it can be published. According to Volker Grasmuck of the Digital Society Association, this will only work with automatic filters that could censor too much. Consequently, it is to be feared that legal quotations, for example from news, could also be removed from contributions by internet users, thus leading to a decline in the diversity of opinion on the internet. Organizations such as the Chaos Computer Club, the Journalists Association Freischreiber, and the Digital Society Association had called for the demonstration. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.